Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Beyond the Frame podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, and today we are diving into step 3 of intuitive eating, which is making peace with food. Now, friends, this is a big one because it challenges so many of these food rules that we have been taught over the years. However, it is so important that we learn to have peace with the food that we are eating so that we can start to live in the world and enjoy things beyond diet culture. All right, as always, get a beverage or a snack or just something yummy and comforting, and let's get into it. All right, friends, so let's just start off with a quick little recap of step 2, which is honoring your hunger. So in the last episode, we talked about the importance of listening to your body's hunger cues and responding to them with nourishment. Because honoring your hunger means recognizing that your body needs food when it signals hunger and giving yourself permission to eat before reaching a state of intense hunger, which can lead to overeating. You know, by constantly feeding yourselves when you're hungry, we start to build this trust with our body, and that trust is absolutely key as we move into today's topic, making peace with food. Now, on a quick little side note, I understand that this journey is gonna take time, and if you feel like you haven't gotten to a place where you can start to trust your body, that's okay. Just hit pause. This episode will be here for forever, and it's most important that you are compassionate and patient with yourself in this journey, because I'm going on 5 years of recovery, and I still have to go back and repeat some steps, because there is no time frame. There is no limit as to when someone, you know, can start to do this hard work of rewiring our brain and our body and connecting the two in a positive, healthy, compassionate way. So don't be discouraged. Just be proud of the work that you're doing, because this is incredibly hard work. All right, friends. So let's shift into really discovering what making peace with food is. So making peace with food ultimately means just letting go of this idea that some foods are quote-unquote good and others are quote-unquote bad. You know, when we label foods as off-limits, they often become even more tempting, which can lead to cycles of deprivation, guilt, and binging. But this step is all about giving yourself unconditional permission to eat all foods, yes, all foods, without fear or shame. So let's talk about what this could look like in real life. You know, imagine you've always told yourself that ice cream is quote-unquote a bad food. So you only allow yourself to eat it on special occasions. But when you do finally have it, you might feel out of control and eat past the point of comfort and then just feel guilty afterwards. Now, friends, this reaction is not a lack of willpower. It's actually just a biological response to restriction. When we give ourselves unconditional permission to eat what we truly want, food loses this power over us, and we're able to enjoy it in a balanced way. You know, another example could be maybe you've been avoiding bread because you've internalized this belief that carbs are quote unquote unhealthy. You know, but one day you decide to challenge this restriction and you allow yourself to have toast with breakfast. You know, at first it might feel scary and hard, and you might feel anxious, but over time, as you allow yourself to eat bread freely, it becomes just another food, one that you can enjoy without guilt or stress. So I'm going to give a personal example. I grew up in a household where sweets were not often in the house. The food that we did have was often labeled as low carb, you know, 50% less sodium, skim milk, nothing ever full fat, a lot of fat-free stuff. And that's, as we now know, diet culture. So I loved desserts. I was a huge sweet tooth person, and one food that I specifically remember that I started to make peace with was, you know, having muffins for breakfast. Now, in our household, you know, we kind of made our own breakfast, and oftentimes it was just cereal and milk. But if it was for a birthday or something, sometimes like we'd have a special treat for breakfast, which could be, you know, a sweet muffin or cinnamon rolls or like a lemon pound cake. And I always loved that. And it was just ingrained in my mind that that was a special treat and that was something that could not be eaten, you know, more than maybe once a year. So when I hit recovery, one of the first foods that I identified was muffins. I loved going to the grocery store and getting those big, delicious muffins that they make with the crystallized sugar on top, like the blueberry or the chocolate chip or the lemon poppy seed. And I think I went through almost every muffin flavor that there was in the grocery store for the first couple of months because my body didn't trust the fact that if I bought it, I would actually eat it and that I could have it again. So I hit this cycle of just constantly eating all these muffins and just feeling really bad because I was like, why am I so obsessed with muffins? Well, it's because my whole life, I had been restricting foods like that. And my body needed to understand that I was going to actually honor what it wanted and that I would give it what it wanted. And over time, it would balance out. And my body wouldn't just crave one singular food for forever. But I needed to go through the steps of making peace with this food in order to get to a place where now I can have a muffin if I want, but it's not something that I'm constantly thinking about throughout the day of, oh, I have a muffin at home. I can't wait to get home and eat that muffin. Because now I know, yeah, I have muffins in the house and I can eat them whenever I want and I'm not going to throw them away and I'm not bad for eating them. And it's just something that I enjoy. So here are the steps that you can start to take when it just feels overwhelming with addressing making peace with food. You know, the first one is identify your forbidden food. You know, so for me, that was the first thing that popped into my mind were muffins. You know, so write down the foods that you've labeled as off limits or bad. The second step is give yourself permission. You know, choose one of those foods and allow yourself to eat it without guilt. Really work on paying attention to how it tastes, how it makes you feel, and whether it's truly satisfying. Now, this one can be hard because I guarantee the first couple of times that you eat this food that is, you know, hard or challenging for you, you will feel guilty, and that's okay. But it's important that you give yourself the compassion while you're eating it and that you take your mind off of everything that diet culture has told you about this food and you really just tune into your senses. How does it feel? How does it taste? How does it smell? Is it enjoyable? Is it just yummy? And that leads us into the third step, which is challenge food rules. So notice when thoughts like, oh, I shouldn't eat this, or this is unhealthy, come up and remind yourself that all foods, they fit into a balanced diet. And when you're going through this process, you may not feel like what you're eating is super balanced, and that's normal, and that is also okay because your body is just learning to trust itself again, and we need to trust that over time, the more that we do this work, our body will balance out, and we will start to crave a variety of foods. The fourth one is practice mindfulness. So slow down and truly savor your food. You know, this kind of ties back into step two, which is give yourself permission. And when we start to feel guilty, one of the best ways is to practice mindful eating, which is tuning in to, you know, the flavors, textures, and how your body feels while eating it. And that kind of helps take our mind off of the, you know, food police noise and the diet culture noise, and just to exist and live in this moment. And that's something that we often don't do a lot anyways when we eat. We're so busy, we're working all the time, we're, you know, eating on the go, we're going really fast. But if we take the time to slow down and just enjoy this food, we're going to feel more satisfied. We're going to actually enjoy that time that we have. And it's just a simple act to care for ourselves and our body, but it's also crucial in making peace with food. And the last one is seek support. I mean, this journey can be difficult, and working with a dietitian or a therapist can be incredibly helpful in unlearning these harmful food rules. Because I am not a licensed medical healthcare worker at all. I am simply just sharing from my own experience, and I'm going through the process of intuitive eating with you guys because it deeply influenced and changed my mindset around food, and it's so important in my journey through my eating disorder. And so I really encourage you guys, if you have the ability, please look and find, you know, licensed medical workers who understand this, who are going to encourage you, who are going to be able to help you through this journey so that you have this incredible support system. That being said, friends, if making peace with food feels uncomfortable at first, that's normal. You know, think about it. You've probably spent years, maybe even decades, internalizing food rules, so undoing them, it just won't happen overnight. So please be patient with yourself, because over time, as you practice allowing all foods into your life, food will start to feel less stressful, and you will find freedom in eating what you truly enjoy, because you deserve a relationship with food that feels peaceful, not restrictive. So keep going, friends, because you are doing some amazing and hard work. All right, friends, that is all for today's episode. You know, if you found this helpful, please don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend who might need to hear this message. I would also love to hear your thoughts, so send me a message, tag me in social media with your takeaways. But until next time, please be kind to yourself and your body. And as always, keep creating art. All right, I'll see you next week for Step 4.